Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Sexism in politics. We had a meeting about this earlier on and we were chatting about it, and Taoiseach Simon Harris has said there's been an undertone of sexism in relation to the criticism of Helen McEntee. We want to know what you think of that. Do you agree with it? Do you think that's where the criticism is coming from? Or do you think that there's an element of it in there as well? Being a woman in politics is definitely a different experience to being a man in politics. But we want to know if you think that that's been directed at the Justice Minister's direction. So let us know on 087-188-0008. You can also get involved on social media, on X at Classic Hits Radio or Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. Lots of calls coming in about this one. Lots of text messages as well. People saying it's not sexist at all. It's just fair criticism. And it's important to note that Helen McEntee is not the first female Justice Minister. Of course, we had Nora Owen, we had Mary Harney, and we had Frances Fitzgerald as well. So it's not a new position for a woman to be put in. I've got Mike here on line one. Mike, you think they're just looking to blame someone?
Yeah. And I think it's so unfair, like, because, you know, she's doing her best. She is going out every day to do the best she can. I know we're in such strange times, and look, it's not just happening in Ireland. It's happening in England, the same thing and all that. And she's still a human being, like. She's show some respect, lads. And I just feel for her, like. She's an amazing woman, in my opinion. Who would put up with that T-I-S-H? To know that she don't need to do that. And she is still, like, I don't know where all this thing is coming from in looking after these people coming into the country. Is it a worldwide thing or what? Or it's just, like, as I said, it's simple enough to stop it. If we adopt the same rules as Australia, you come in, and America, if you come in directly.
Yeah, but Mike, the question tonight is that when you criticise Helen McEntee, is that sexist or is that fair criticism?
It's unfair. It's unwanted, the amount she's getting, like. You know, the legal system was there long before Helen McEntee got the job. Like, can I change from Helen McEntee now back to John Burton, who I thought was one of the greatest ministers in government?
Yeah.
And what happened? She got a kick in the tot. You know, she was voted out, like, she lost her seat. And I think she revolutionized the people coming into the country, drawing the dole and all that thing, of flying out of the country again and all that. Like, she checked it, like, and stopped a lot of the, I don't know how many millions she saved that time, like, through the legislation she brought through. Helen McEntee, you see, like, she's getting fair criticism there over this, them kids in Dublin that were stabbed in that. And, like,
but do you think, Mike, when you criticise her over these things, do you think there's an undertone of sexism from people, or do you think that they're just criticising her? It wouldn't matter if she's a woman or a man.
Would you get the same criticism? But look, I suppose it goes with the job. That's the long shot. It goes with the job, whether it's sexism or that. Like, but it's.
How would you feel, Mike, if the next Taoiseach was a woman?
Or if she was fit for purpose, bring her on.
So you've no issue at all. Like, it doesn't matter to you the gender of the politician.
Yeah, sure. I thought maybe I was off the question there, like, but I just, you know, this is, like, they're still doing the best they can. What has to be brought into the whole thing in politics is, what makes me very frustrated with politics is the no accountability. And, look, as you say, you hear it every night there about these white children and all that, like. Somebody set you the role for that, like. And the same thing there with Harris there. I know he was Minister for Health when the Children's Hospital was signed up. But just tell him to sign up, like.
Yeah, and he gets plenty of criticism for that. Mike, stay there because I've got Alan on line one. Alan, you think it's not sexism to criticise the Justice Minister?
No, you know, I think it's getting to the point where we have a Fine Gael woman who has acted in a way that has brought on a lot of criticism, and now she's using sexism, which you can't prove sexism if it's about a woman, because if she's doing a good job, people won't criticise her, but now she's using the sexist card.
Well, no,
Alan,
in fairness to her, it wasn't her who said it. It was the Taoiseach Simon Harris said there was an undertone of sexism in relation to criticism of Helen McIntyre.
No, there isn't. There isn't. No, there isn't. It's just people are fed up with her. And she can't get away with it. And Simon Harris is not one to talk. He's not really a Taoiseach. He's just kind of a step-in boy for Leo Varadkar. He's not really a very powerful man. He's a child. He's done a man's job, and he's gone around defending the indefensible.
Do you think saying something like this is helpful to the election?
It's just a way of causing a bit of red tape to be thrown in to give a bit of a leeway to the perfect party that Fine Gael are trying to portray themselves as if they haven't been in government for the past 14 years. She's just not capable of doing the job, and people are criticising her, and there is certain things going to be said and lying that are not nice. You don't attack the player, you attack the ball. And if she's not living up to her position as a Minister for Justice in a proper way, she needs to be gone.
Do you think it matters, Alan, what gender the politician is?
No, it doesn't. We had many ministers that were women who done jobs that were equally as good or equally as bad. It's nothing to do with whether you're male or female. And like some of the comments that are said about male politicians can be seen as sexist or nasty or belligerent. It's just part of the rough and tumble of politics. And she shouldn't be taken here. I think the man Simon Harris has taken it to the point where he thinks, by saying it's sexist, that it silences the true voice of opposition towards Fine Gael in government.
Well, we've had previous justice ministers, Nora Owen, Mary Harney, Francis Fitzgerald, and I could be wrong, but I don't remember at the time people saying that there was sexism towards them. But I mean, in fairness, I'm sure there was. I mean, over the last 30 or 40 or 50 years even, women in the Dáil had a very different experience to men, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they did. There was that idea that with the influx of Fine Gael, I would say Fianna Fáil, they were always in government, and they would take in two or three women to take on women's roles in the government, like Mary O'Rourke and other females that were in Fianna Fáil. But to me, the modern day problem with the modern day politician is that he's on the news 24 hours a day because of just social media, which doesn't give them a break. Politicians can't do right by doing wrong. They get criticised for everything. But I would be critical of using the sexist term. I think that's a real cop-out. It's a real way of silencing what people feel is she's out of her depth. And if she's out of her depth as a woman, then she's get another woman in to do it. It doesn't have to be a man either. She can be another woman who could do the job more competently. But this Minister for Justice has acted in a way that is not garnering support from the general public.
And what do you think about a female Taoiseach, Alan? Would you love to see that someday?
I don't really bother if they're female or male. I think the gender idea. I want to see a powerful politician, whether it's a male or a female. I don't want to see a yes man or a yes woman who just gets in and rubber stamps everything the previous government did. And Mary Lou MacDonald will not be a revolutionary politician. She will just go along with the same set of humming along like all the other politicians do in Dáil Éireann. We don't have room for ideological positions in one position in the government. There are always group connections and they all do it together. So they all have their good points and their bad points, but they all come together as one group. and they make their decisions as a government, whether they're a female Taoiseach or a male Taoiseach.
Do you think there's a lot of sexism around nowadays, Alan? Do you think it's still in businesses and companies?
If anyone is sexist, they're fucking stupid. They're stupid. Sexism is a dinosaur's mind. And if you have a competent woman who can take the heat of the moment in the government, she will withstand her position. But she doesn't need a Taoiseach then saying it's sexist. How can you prove it's sexist if you're criticising a woman and you can't criticise a man in the same breath? It's silly.
I hear you, Alan. Stay there, because I got Jessica on line one. Jessica, what do you think of this? Do you think there's an undertone of sexism when people are criticising Justice Minister Helen McEntee?
No, it's the word sexism at this stage, Gary, it has lost its meaning. It's the same when you throw the word racist around. It's lost all its meaning. She's getting all this hassle and everything said to her because, let's be blunt, she's crap at her job. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. If you're not doing good at your job, people are going to hassle you over it. So don't be playing, she can't be playing a sexist card, and people shouldn't be bringing up a sexist card. And this is coming from a woman.
Well, the Taoiseach said it. It was Simon Harris who said he thinks there's been an undertone of sexism.
Oh, he'll say whatever he can to protect his little buddies. Everyone knows that. He'll throw any card he can just to make her look good, make him look good. It's ridiculous.
But do you think there's any sexism in politics at all?
No, I'm sure there is. At this stage now, in this day and age, it's just lost all its meaning. People just use it like a crutch or like a card. It doesn't have any meaning anymore. Like I said, especially if you're a politician, if you are crap at your job, it doesn't matter, and we know you're crap at your job, it doesn't matter if you're a man or woman. You're going to get hassled for it. And that's on you.
Yeah, I find it curious in a way that we've had former ministers of justice that were female, Frances Fitzgerald, Mary Harney, Nora Owen. I've named them here tonight. And if we were a sexist country, we wouldn't be appointing women to such an important cabinet, would we, in the first place?
If we were really sexist and didn't want them in the job, they wouldn't be there at all.
Yeah.
So it's clearly not a sexist issue. Like I said, to me, it's just the fact that, I don't know, I can't speak for everyone in the country, but speaking for myself, I personally think she's crap at her job, and I'll give her hassle because of the job she's doing. I'm not going to give her hassle because she's a woman.
And do you see any sexism out and about, Jessica, like in your own life, in your work life and things like that? Is it still prevalent out there?
Well, no, thankfully I haven't had any sexist comments thrown at me or anything, but I'm not going to say it doesn't exist. I just think it's lost all its meaning in this day and age. Yeah. Like I said, it's like the racist card. It gets flung here, there and everywhere that it doesn't mean anything anymore.
And there are racists and there are sexists out there. There's no doubt about it. So you think we're using the term too loosely?
Yeah, if you looked up sexism in the dictionary, then there wouldn't be any women working at all. That would be a sexist society. So we're clearly not living in one.
So do you think it's helpful? Do you think it's helpful that Simon Harris came out and said this in the run-up to the election?
No, I honestly think he's probably done. I think he's probably damaged his party more, but that's just my personal opinion. Like I said, he'll look for any reason to try and make themselves look good, but I think he should probably take a step back and look up the word sexist in the dictionary and actually look at why people are giving her all this grief. Because, like I said, it's not because she's a woman. If you had a man in the Minister for Justice, right, doing the same things that she is doing, people would be saying the same thing. Would he still come out and say, oh, he's all being sexist because he's a man? No. In fact, he's being sexist himself, saying, oh, you're only acting this way because she's a woman. So he's being sexist himself when you think about it.
I hear you. I hear that point. And we're getting a lot of texts in of people saying, similar to what you're saying, Jessica, they're saying, look, criticism is criticism. You can't just call it sexism when it's inconvenient. But I'm sure there are people out there that are, are critical of her because she's a woman in a position of power. But I wouldn't mind hearing from one of them, actually, if they want to talk to me here.
I honestly think that'd be the minority, Gary, though. I think that's the minority.
Yeah.
But the majority of people, they don't like her because of how she's messed up her role as Minister for Justice. Like I said, if it was a man in her shoes doing the exact same thing that she has done, we'd be saying the same thing. And he would not be standing on a podium saying, you're all being sexist.
I have Jim on line one. Jim, what do you think of this?
I think it's nothing to do with sexism. Gary, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Yeah, Gary, it's nothing to do with sexism. It's down to the fact that this woman, right, is a traitor and has this country destroyed and people despise her. And the same with Weasel Harris. He's another traitor as well. This is nothing to do with the sex of a person now. They're all a bunch of traitors, the whole album.
And do you think other people that are criticising her, do you think there's any sexism in that line of question?
No, absolutely not. No, not. And I'll tell you, there might be a case to state that because she's a woman, she should have a bit more compassion as opposed to a man, but she hasn't. She's just ruthless and she's trying to shut us up because we can't complain about the destruction of the country in front of our very eyes. That's what it is about.
And would you say at all that it was helpful for the Taoiseach to come out and say that? Like, how do you think people are interpreting something like that?
Everybody is always hurt. Hurty words. But I tell you what, then, Gary, right? My rights don't end where his feelings begin.
What do you mean by that, Jim?
Because it's all about hurty words and feelings now. It's all to blank what's going on behind closed doors. It's all to blank what's actually happening in the country. That they're all so offended. They're hurt because this is a woman. They're slagging her off because it's a woman. No, they're not slagging her off because she's a woman. They're slagging her off because she's a traitor, an absolute traitor. And Socrates said all them thousands and hundreds of years ago, and it stands true today, Gary, right? No country can stand treason from within. We can't survive treason from within. When I was growing up, I'm 60. When I was growing up, we had gangsters above me the doll, right? Charlie Hawley got up on the Trinity College at 1969 and ripped down the Union Jack, right? And he was a gangster, but he wasn't a traitor. There's no statesmen above in that doll. That's what's wrong. They care about everywhere else apart from Ireland and apart from their own.
And have you decided how you're going to vote, Jim? Because you sound like you're fairly vote. Politically involved.
No, I don't vote.
You don't
vote? I
don't
vote, Gary. Oh, Jez, I don't know. Because voting is because people vote is the reason we're in this particular predicament. People should turn their back on the political system because it doesn't work. We've had over 100 years of Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael. The country is regressed as opposed to progressed. That's a fact.
How would you feel, Jim, if the next Taoiseach was a woman?
It wouldn't bother me. As long as she cared about Ireland, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay, stay there, Jim.
I don't care what genitalia they have. I don't even care if it's an animal that's in charge, a dog or a monkey or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a monkey would be entertaining on television, I'll tell you that.
A monkey would be entertaining, yeah.
Stay there, Jim. I've got Jonathan online too. Jonathan, you don't think she knows what she's doing. You be careful now.
I'll be careful with what? And hold on for a second. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Right.
She's inept. She's obtuse. Inept. She's just out of league, out of depth. Or she's just a plant, and this is what her job is, what she's doing at the minute, destroying this country. That must be Irene, because she's doing very well at that.
Do you think it's sexist to say that?
Well, how can you say sexist? No one in the doll knows where a woman is. So how can they be sexist? It's a nonsense. It's not to do with sex. It's got to do with performance in your job. And her performance is lackluster at best. It's disgraceful. They are actively destroying this country with their policies. And she is one of the worst because she has the reins for what's going on in this country. She's the Minister for Justice.
I mean, so, it's a big portfolio, isn't it, Jonathan?
It's not that big a deal, guys. No, not fair to say. Start operating the immigration system, please. Start implementing the laws we have in this country, please. That's not too big of a remit. It's not too big of a job to just tell the people to do their jobs.
Well, that ties into the point I was about to make, was that it's a big portfolio to get. So when they're handing out the jobs after the election, the parties want the justice. They want the justice ministry. That's the one they want. It's a big one. And you know, when you take it over, you are, you know, up for criticism like no one's business.
Yeah,
it's very, very forward
care.
Facing. So Helen McEntee knew going into this job that it was going to be fraught
because
with
Helen
criticism.
Helen McEntee, like the rest of them, sorry for calling you, but they're career politicians. This is the problem. their career politician. She had no other job outside of politics. So, yes, she knew what she was getting herself into. But it's the usual. So, people will give out and we'll all forget, and I'll get my big pension at the end of it, and I'll get moved over to Europe into a cushy job. This has got nothing to do with sexism. This has got nothing to do with sex. This has got to do with job performance. And she doesn't. They're all, every one of them, is failing across the board.
So you think it's just an excuse by the Taoiseach?
Of course it is. It's a distraction. More distraction. It's more pandering to leftist bobbleheads. Oh, look, now they're all being sexist. Now, as I said to you before, there's a change coming in this country. And the lad that's on before there, he should really be disgusted with himself giving out about these people and won't even walk down to the school and vote. But he'll sit there and he'll rant about
you. I blame people like you for voting.
As people like you that
recognise the political system, you should turn your back on it.
What's the option?
Civil war in this country.
If it keeps going the way it's going, it will eventually come to that because when you keep ignoring your people, eventually they pick up arms and they start fighting back.
Well, no, we don't want that. That's for sure. We're not encouraging that.
I am hoping it never gets to that. You don't want a civil war. But we need the people of this country to come together. And for one cause and one cause only.
No, the biggest problem in this country is as long as there's beer in the fridge and there's football on the television, the girls and the women on the street can look after themselves.
But again, like I said before, you can feel the change. There's young people talking about politics in this country in a way they've never done before. My child comes home from school talking about things that I never spoke about when I was 12 and 13. They're actively engaging now. And I think the best way to engage your children to talk about your country is stick a tricolour in your front garden and decorate your house with Irish symbols all over. Get them asking questions. Don't be telling them. Get them asking the questions. And you do it by putting paraphernalia up around the place. I have a tricolour outside my door there. My kids always ask me about it. Every time we pass by an Irish flag, they point it out. They wave at it. You have to start bringing them into the fold. Not in a way talking about civil war and all the rest of it. Through the system that we have in place. You know, that's the only deal. Because I don't want violence in this country. But I can see that happening if things don't change. And this election is going to be a shock to these people's system, I think.
Okay, Jonathan, stay there. I've got Joseph on line one. Joseph, what do you make of this? Is it sexist to criticise Helen McEntee?
Well, is it sexist to criticise the Taoiseach?
Well, I wouldn't imagine. I mean, it tends to go one way, doesn't it? I mean, women in politics...
Look, the reality is, right, they cannot defend anything they're doing, so they can't play the race card, so they just play the sexist card. That's all they can do. They are the worst, most useless. They're worse than useless. They're actually saboteurs. These people are obnoxious beyond belief, and I don't know who the hell votes for them. I'm beginning to wonder. In the case of America, is rampant with election fraud. They're still counting votes in America, by the way. Which are not votes, they're illegals. They've actually admitted that now. That's in court cases.
Well, there's some confusion over Pennsylvania. We'll actually be talking about that a little later on in the programme, but keep going, Joseph.
So I'm beginning to wonder who the hell votes for these people, because they're so bad that they're too bad to be bad in the sense of being completely useless. These people are terrible. They're beyond bad. They're awful, dreadful, horrible, obnoxious beyond belief. But, you know, and they have no self-awareness. So all they can do is flee to racism and sexism. That's all they have to defend what they're doing. There's nothing else.
So you don't think there's any sexism at all if you're criticising Justin Helen McEntee? I mean, there are sexists out there, Joseph. There's no doubt about it. And it is harder for a woman to be in politics. That's for sure.
Is we've got to a point where I don't care what sex they are, they're all utterly useless. They're not useless. These are traitors. These are horrible people who are bought out, obnoxious, and hate our country. And sexist, I don't give a damn. Who cares?
Joseph, you're in a part of the house, you're not getting good coverage there. I'll leave you on hold for a second. I'll bring Jonathan back in. Jonathan, what do you make of what Joseph was saying there?
And more, and he can't run out. He can't run out of enough words to call these people bad names, because that's just, if we can call them names all we want, and we can keep on calling them idiots. But these people know what they're doing. They're not in charge of this country. We've been ran by Europe. Helen McEntee, just like all the rest of them, is a token. That's all these people are. They're tokens. They don't represent us. They represent Europe. And that's the problem. It's got nothing to do with our sex. It's got to do with what the job she's doing in this country. And I think that's the job she was hired to do, is what she's doing in this country. Is to flood the place. And we have legal and moral obligations. No, we don't. We don't have any of these legal and moral obligations for any of this nonsense. We've taken in our fair share of the people into this country. She's responsible for it. She's been in the job long enough. And the excuses are over. It's all the same. It's always the same. It's just talking heads as all these people are. And we need some real Irish force, proper patriots, in that building to start taking this country back for the ones that this country belongs to. Because Ireland belongs to the Irish. And it's that simple. Now, I'm all for people coming in, like I've said to you before, and contribute. But take part. Do not come in and try to take over. Because that's what's happening in this country. And you can see it on the streets. When I see videos of people being called to pride outside the GPO, I find that abhorrent beyond belief. Abhorrent, I find that.
Well, they have freedom to exercise their religion if they want, Jonathan.
No, that's not free. I lived beside that big mosque in Dublin there for 20 years up on the South Circle Road, yeah? 20 years I lived beside it. Friday they went to mass, they went home after the mosque. They're on the streets now actively praying on the sidewalks, on the paths on the street. She's letting these people in, and these people are coming here to take over. They're saying this out loud. They're not here to take part. They're here to try to take over.
Okay, Jonathan, stay there. I've got Fiona online too. You think that Justice Helen McEntee has an agenda. What's that?
I just think she's her own personal agenda, like.
How do you mean?
I think she's kind of pushing her own agenda. She has her own ways. I kind of don't want to be emphasising too much now, like, but isn't her... hasn't she kind of got some benefits there with her, is her husband working with the farmers as well, you know?
Yeah,
the beta blockers, yeah, that's what I would be talking about, yeah.
Well, we're here to talk about what Simon Harris said about sexism.
It has nothing got to do with her being a woman at all. And that's rubbish. Because the Irish people showed in the last voting what we wanted with the women. We were standing up for the women of Ireland.
That's a fair point, Fiona.
Let's be fair, so he can go now and rub that up his nose, Simon Harris, he can. Because all the Irish people are doing is trying to stand up for their own personal rights, our beliefs and our morals. And we're being shot down right, left and centre. Oh, we're anti-this and we're anti-that. Well, that's the way we were beaten inside in school, to be a certain way. And we're like that now. And now all of a sudden they don't want us thinking with our morals and our dignities all of a sudden. So why don't they beat us for another 30 years though, and we'll reverse ourselves? Because that to me is what's going on.
So you wouldn't say...
We're terrified to open our mouths. We're terrified to open our mouths, Gary. Let's be fair. You're far right, you're far wrong. You're far up in your tongue.
Don't let anybody own your tongue.
Well, there's no one going to be able to own mine because I was born without a filter, unfortunately,
yeah,
for some people.
This self-centred in yourself. Say what you have to say. Just don't censor.
And I will be saying what I'm going to say.
Oh, I tell you, our legal department are sweating over here in the corner of the studio.
I have freedom of expression.
There's a few nervous wriggles going on. Fiona...
We were born with free will. We were born freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I don't believe in going out and hating anybody. I don't believe in going out... But we all are inclined to say, oh, yes, whatever, or oh my goodness, or do you understand? Like, I don't like to swear the holy name, but I do. It comes out if I bang my foot, if something happens. So, like, they can't take away our freedom of speech. It don't make sense. It's the biggest load of codology I ever heard in my life.
So,
and I'm glad I'm on the way out of the world instead of on the way in.
So you think it's just an excuse? You think it's just an excuse when the Taoiseach says that there's an undertone of sexism when people criticise the Justice Minister? You're just criticising her.
They want us all fighting. They want us fighting with the men now next. If they haven't fighting with the black people or the Chinese or the something, they want us fighting with ourselves. So now the men and women are going to start fighting with each other. It's ridiculous. Are they running out of things to make us angry with, or what is it? I don't know. But leave the women out of it. Just leave us out of it. That's all I say. We're being dragged into it, and it's not fair. It's not fair. Because what is going on in the world with the children and the transsexual, and it's going out of control. It's ridiculous. It's like some child sitting down and making up a stupid story. That's what it's like. Let's be a monkey tomorrow. Let's be an elephant. Let's be whatever we want to be. Go away and grow up. That's what I want to say to people. Grow up. Because if I came in and said things like that to my parents as a child, I get a front up the arse, go and cop yourself on. And that's what people should do. Cop yourselves on. Enough is enough. Cutting people's body parts off when they don't even know how to say ABC. Sorry, no, Gar. That's my point of view on everything.
But there you go, Fiona. You let the steam out. But I do want to ask you.
Didn't I just?
There you go now. You feel much better after that. Well, do you think, though, that there is sexism out there?
Listen to me now. I'm in a job myself and I'm surrounded by men. Call it banter, call it whatever you want. But, like, you are going to meet a certain type no matter where you go.
Yeah.
Like, I had an incident, actually, you know, last Friday where a fella said, an effing woman driver. Mm. Like, come on, what was I going to do? Call the guards there, call my solicitor. Come on, where does it end? Where does it end?
That's an old nugget, isn't it, the women drivers thing?
You know, so that's only just an example. Let's be fair.
There's no doubt there's sexism out there, but the text we're getting in tonight of everybody overwhelmingly says, look, if I'm criticising Justice Helen McEntee, the last thing on my mind is that she's a woman.
And me. I know she has a personal... her qualities and mine were far apart. We're far apart. I could never vote for that woman. I just could never.
And would you like to see a female Taoiseach of Ireland someday?
Absolutely. I went to see Mary McLeish one time in the Dáil. It just happened to be in Outrow College. And it was a lovely experience. And I found her a beautiful woman. And it was lovely to be up there. Would I love to see a woman Taoiseach? Of course I would. She was the right one.
And do you think we'd elect one?
I think we...
We nearly did last time.
No, we did. That's where I was going to say.
Yeah.
We did nearly do it the last time.
Yeah.
And I think, unfortunately, there with the last voting, that meant a lot to the Irish people.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say...
She didn't go with the women and she did herself a bit of damage. God love us, but she did. She did a bit of damage to the party.
Yeah.
By not saying, you know, like, that was a ridiculous vote. And I'd say there was more men went out and voted for that than women.
Well, I have to say, in all my years being politically involved and working in media and everything, never once in my life has anyone said anything to me about, God, we couldn't have a woman in charge. Or never once. If anything, I would think that Ireland is pretty amiable when it comes to things like that. We never really had an issue. I mean, we elected Mary Robinson, we elected Mary McAleese. We come out for women in our referendums. Of course, there was a different Ireland a long time ago. I'm talking about contemporary Ireland now. And like our justice ministers, I named them earlier, Nora Owen, Mary Harney, Frances Fitzgerald. Indeed, Mary Harney was Taoiseach. So there's never really... the electorate has never demonstrated that they've a problem with women in the Dáil at all.
No, the side I don't like if the party brings in a woman, they get an extra few bob for that, I believe. Now, that's a sexist thing.
No, well, that's the sexist thing. Yeah, that's evening out numbers in the Dáil. I think Mary...
Evening out numbers in the Dáil. In saying that, it's an awful pity there isn't enough, a lot more women that would be willing to run. That side of it is sad, because if there was a lot more women in, the country would not be in the state it's in.
Well,
women are bred to mind their purses.
Well, I do have to point
for generations.
Yeah, no, I do have to point out, Fiona, that in fairness...
Is that a sexist statement?
No, listen. Look, every female politician that I've interviewed or met over the years has always pointed out... Now, not grandstanding, just saying it's different. And it certainly is different. It's a different journey that a woman would go on getting to the Dáil than a man would. There's absolutely no doubt about that. So there is an element of sexism in there. But... in terms of what the Taoiseach said today, that people who are criticising Helen McEntee, that's a very different proposition.
Listen, that man is after making a few statements there now and putting his foot in his mouth a few times. But that was, that's even worse than calling Trump a goat. And being cut out for it. Freedom of speech, let's be fair here now. So someone needs to maybe take him to one side and give him a few lessons on how to keep his mouth shut. Because he's walking into situations as well. It has nothing got to do with that lady being what she is. The Irish people don't see eye to eye with her morals or her ways. And that's exactly what it is. That's why she's not popular. Let's be fair here now. I haven't watched RTÉ in maybe 3 years, I'd say. So I try not to. I try to listen to the bit of news that goes on during the day. That's Classic Hits, obviously.
Obviously,
yeah. So you're my news.
When I'm working as well, Fiona, isn't it? It's when I'm working.
Yeah. Do you know, so that's when you get absolutely, I'm always listening. But as it goes, has not got to do with her being a woman. And going after Simon Harris again for putting his foot in it.
Well, there you go, Fiona. We're going to leave it there. You put a button on
it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A brilliant chat
as
always.
Thank you. And I'm enjoying you.
Thanks, Fiona. I appreciate it. It's my last night. You'll have Niall back on Monday.
I'm glad I answered so.
Well, it was a pleasure to talk to you. And who knows, I might do it again one day. Look after yourself.
Good. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it from Fiona. I mean, overwhelmingly, everyone's calling in to say it is not sexist to criticise Justice Minister Helen McEntee. So I think there's your answer.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.